This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. and British military forces are in control of portions of southern Iraq. After crossing the border from Kuwait, some units continued advancing this morning, though Pentagon officials insist their main attack on Iraq has yet to begin. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. What do military officials say they're doing, Steve?
Bob, military officials here and at the Pentagon in Washington have been insisting that these are merely preparatory moves, that this is not the main attack, that we still have not seen what the U.S. military is prepared to do. But while it is true that there has not yet been a massive air offensive, just fairly limited strikes, ground forces have just continued advancing, facing relatively limited opposition, and they have advanced across fairly large chunks of territory at this point.
Can you lay out where the major units are and where they're headed?
Okay, if we look, if you imagine a map of Iraq in your head with Kuwait down in the south, which is where the troops are heading out of, they're moving in a general north or northwesterly direction. On one side, British troops have seized oil facilities on a peninsula near Iran. The 3rd Commando Brigade used helicopters and hovercraft, we're told, to arrive at that peninsula and secured that area. U.S. Marines nearby have also moved across the border, and they've arrived at the city of Qasr, which is a port city, and we're told that they've actually raised the American flag over some portion of that city. Now, off to the left, or the west, as you're looking at that map in your head, the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division and other units are advancing through the desert in the general direction of Baghdad, and a reporter who is traveling with them with the Reuters News Service says that they are something like 90 miles away from the border and moving northwest. I know we're going to hear more about them in a moment, but there have been substantial advances as we've gone along here, as well as a bit of shooting, a bit of skirmishing here and there. Some Iraqi tanks and vehicles have been destroyed.
And there have been some casualties.
On the U.S. side, yes, there have been a few friendly fire incidents in which U.S. soldiers have been wounded. And in addition, we're told that a CH-46 attack helicopter, medium-weight transport helicopter, crashed in Kuwait, just on the Kuwait side of the border. There are conflicting reports about how many people were on board, between 12 and 16, both Americans and British. And we're told that everyone on board was killed, Bob.
If this is not the time to advance on Baghdad, why move now?
Well, we aren't getting a really good answer for that. It's a little bit confusing, although one possibility is simply that U.S. military forces are moving because they are seeing no resistance. They also began advancing after receiving some Scud missile attacks and other types of missile attacks yesterday, and it would likely be considered safer for these units to be moving than to be staying in place.
U.S. military also is trying to get Saddam Hussein.
Yes, indeed, Bob. And the Washington Post first reported that Saddam Hussein may well have been in a building that U.S. military forces struck with Tomahawk missiles in the first hour of the conflict. And there was some question about whether Saddam Hussein actually was giving a live broadcast or a tape, or there was a substitute in a speech that he gave afterward. I think the best indication of what U.S. officials are thinking is that they are still trying to find some way to remove Saddam Hussein, possibly with some kind of coup if it can be arranged.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.